4PXB. Ain't so. KB4CPA, what you up to?
Yeah, just sitting in the truck at a stoplight here on Buncombe and getting ready to head to the house.
You can't get too far on those red lights, and, you know. I love it when people give directions and they go, and you need to turn at this red light. I said, I can't turn at that red light. I said, you can only turn on a green light.
Since it's not red, you fly through it because it wasn't red, so you didn't know to turn.
That too. Well, guess where I'm headed. I'll give you 10 guesses.
Only need one to guess that you're going to play tennis.
That's a roger. Second time today. Played at noon and I'm playing at 6. I'm just leaving a little early, I figure. When I get over to, especially when I get over to Haywood and, or, what do you call that? Anyway, so I call Haywood Road right there, but whatever Edwards Road becomes, and east north that intersection, from there on it's pretty clogged up, and I don't know who to call, but. Somebody needs to get out here and fix this traffic light at Ike's Road and Edwards Road. It's not staying green for very long for the Edwards Road traffic now, and it stays green for Ike's Road, which is the crossing traffic, and there's nobody there. And we're just sitting there, like 4 or 5 minutes before it turns green. It's like they reversed it or something. I don't know what's going on.
Just thinking out loud, I would think the SCDOT controls the lights, but it may be the county that it's in.
During school hours, this whole road, the speed limit is 30 miles an hour, which I think is ridiculous, but, somebody picked that, and, so that's all I'm going to say about that. But anyway, to sit at a traffic light and no cross traffic, and you're just sitting there for a minute. I mean, it's ridiculous, and it hadn't been like that. It just changed a few days ago. So I don't know. Somebody's been messing with it, or it's gone haywire.
And it may be that if there's a sensor on the other side, you're right. It may have went haywire, and not realizing that no one's there, so it can. Turn back red so other traffic can go.
May have to adapt the philosophy at that intersection that red means go and green means stop.
Yep, good luck with that one.
Then you got the problem of trying to explain that to a law enforcement officer when he pulls you over. Oh, Lord have mercy. The days we live in, I guess, that's just another reason, I leave early because I'm in Taylor's and I can come straight down Edwards Road all the way to Pelham and then I turn left on Pelham and go to Paywood, go to Congaree, and my sports club is on Congaree. But it's not the sports club anymore. It's the ACAC. So there you go.
I used to play at that, play racquetball there when it was the Greenville Racquet Club.
Well, years ago, they used to use that area for tennis. And now it's, they've got a nice basketball court. And then the rest of it's taken up with, that's probably a fourth of it, then the rest of it's taken up with exercise equipment and weight stuff, some weight machines, and some of it's just, I guess what you call free lift or deadlift weights, and they've got people out there to help you, so you don't, go and try to hurt yourself. But anyway, it's pretty organized. They just got new LED lighting. I was just flabbergasted because, they put in LED lights, but they put them in the old fixtures, and they were dimmer than the old ones, and you could see that as a comparison. They put new ones on, on 6. And then they had the old ones on 7, and 7 was a lot brighter than 6. I mean, they're actually dead spots on court 6, and they say, "Oh, we got the new LED lights on 6. And yeah, right. But now they actually have the correct ones, and so I might actually get to see them for just a few minutes tonight. We played from 6 to 7:30. KB4CBA Mobile.
It's KO4PXB. I can still hear you.
Give him my ID because the repeater ID'd. And that's always a good reminder. I use that as my 10-minute thing. But anyway, I trust you've had a good day at work.
Yep, resolved 3 computer issues and 4 Polycom telephone issues.
You have a lot more than I did. But the tennis that I played today was the best I have played in, gosh, I can't even remember when. And we won both we won both sets, so we won the match, and that's been something that kind of rarely happens, because it's usually, back and forth, and, one side will win one time, and the other side the next, and we have to play a tiebreaker or something.
Yeah, that's the way it was. There wasn't any tiebreaker, but that's the way it was last week when I'm on a bowling league, and I normally bowl about a 157 average, and the last one, I out-bowled the anchor by one pin. And I'm going, "Yeah, buddy." The other two players were pretty much, he was also having an off night, but the other two players were really having an off night, so we won one and lost 2.
smoked a bowl, but I am absolutely no good at it at all. I mean, oh, Lord. I mean, I used to, when I bowled, I think I bowled more than I do now. I rarely bowl anymore. I think I bowled around, you know, 125 or something like that. So I think I may have gotten up to 150 a time or two, but that was probably an accident. but I don't know. It's just a lot of fun, and you know, and the automatic score thing is really neat. I think I really don't understand, you know, the scoring, so that helps out too.
An interesting thing to figure out, because if you bowl all strikes, it's a perfect 300. It's like, somehow that doesn't normally add up.
What about that? I watched some guys, I think it was on Facebook, and they were showing these two guys bowling. I think they were you know, tossing the ball down the lane there and pretty much coming up with strikes every time. Every now and then they'd leave one standing and have to bowl a spare, and they would all get it, of course, and these guys were really good. And I think they were around 289, 290, something like that. You know, they have a lot of spin on the ball. I can't do that. I don't know how they do that. I tried to imitate that, but with massive failure. I just went back to bowling in a straight line.
I've had a bowling ball from in the military that's probably well over 24, 25 years old now, and even then I bowled straight. I never did hook it, never did, you know, try to spin anywhere. And the new one I got, I asked the guy, you know, what's the best one that actually bowls where I bowl straight, and I don't hook, don't spin. And he said this is the best one to get for that, and I've done well with it. And the ones that were on active duty were drilled for me, and the newest one, they were also drilled for me, because they gave me, you know, some of the guys that were there, they gave me the bowling ball, and the fingers weren't drilled for me, but these aren't, so I've done well with these.
My dad joined a league, and he had, he spent money on the, you know, having a bowling ball made for him, and I don't remember how many ounces it was, probably around 18, I imagine, but anyway. And he was a decent bowler. He was in a league and had his own shoes, and I don't think he had an outfit, but anyway, he didn't go that far. But you know, back then I used to bowl some with him. You know, not with the league, but just, you know, the two of us. But it was a lot of fun. Well, Lloyd, I'm sitting here at the sports club, so I'm going to jump out of here. I got to change shoes and go check in at the front desk and do a little stretching before I get out there and pull a muscle or something.
All right, sir. Please be careful. It's KO4PXB.
You're the same. You're the one driving down the road. You're in a lot more danger than I am. Oh, man. And you know, it's not smoky down here. This place is kind of down in a valley, so to speak, and I might be part of it, but it looks smoky over to the west. But anyway, well, you have a good evening. Be careful out there, and hope you get home in one piece, and we'll talk to you later. 73's KB4CBA clear.
4AYO, radio check, please.
Play stations, hopefully I get the call center right. KO4AYA, it's KO4PXB. Sounds clear on Highway 14 coming up on Woodruff Road.
Much. I put in a new antenna. I was just trying to see if I could get out. I'm in lines.
There's a little bit of static on it, but you're definitely coming in very readable. And it may be just the weather or just whatever, but there is a little bit of static on there.
Thank you. I'm just using a little TYT handheld.
What setting are you, what power setting are you using?
Set up on 10 watt.
Will it go up one more, or is that pretty much max power?
Pretty much all it'll do. I was thinking about getting my 10 wood out, seeing what I can do with it.
Hey, even with the 10 watts, you're still definitely coming in clear. But like I said, it could be anything from the atmosphere causing a little bit of static.
True. I'm just happy I can actually hear it now.
All right, sir. Definitely, please be careful. It's KO4PXB.
This is KO4AYO. Clear.